Welcome to the AgroCast. This is Ray with David. Juliet is in the background, but she refuses to add commentary because there's definitely a section of this podcast that she could really add some commentary.
I agree.
So David got a notification that they were having the Women of Wrestling performing a free wrestling show down on Fremont. And So we're like, okay, we'll get together. We'll go see this free show, but we're going to get some food beforehand. And David had seen this place called Therapy near the Fremont Experience. And so this is, of course, where Juliet would be great for ranting, but she refuses to come and join the commentary. So we sit down and the decor was really interesting, but then we go to order and our waitress was lovely.
Did everything she could to help out.
Yeah. And she was so bubbly and fun.
You're doing that thing again where you build up expectations.
Well, because we had expectations because we had seen the menu. David has sent us the menu and we thought, okay, great. This menu looks fine. It has a bunch of different options. So then we get their evening menu.
At 7 p.m., I believe it was.
Yeah, it wasn't even late. We're like, okay, great. So they had like pizza and various options and we get this menu and it's like half a dozen items. And then we start to order and they're like, oh, we don't have that.
One of my favorite orders that was out there, can I get a grilled cheese with chicken on it? They were out.
But they had other chicken things. I'm like, are you out of cheese? Are you out of bread? What is it that you're out of?
Well, I know they weren't out of bread or cheese because I ended up getting a cheeseburger.
Yeah, so it was baffling. And then Ike joined us and Ike went to order something. At least it wasn't chocolate.
The end of it was some sort of dip with fries, but it was the start of it was...
Wasn't it artichoke fries or something?
No, it started out with, like, it wasn't mac and cheese bites because those came out as because of its... I don't know. It was something that was on their thing that was like, oh, we're famous for it. Oh, I love this. Sure, you could have that. 5 minutes later, so we don't have that anymore. And then she had the big idea of like, maybe I should bring the tablet over so I can find out in real time what we do and do not have. And she leaves and we're all like, yeah, that'd be a good
idea. So she brought it over. You found something to order.
Yeah, I ordered like spinach artichoke dip fries and they just brought the spinach artichoke dip over.
Yeah, we're like, wait, he wanted the fries, not the spinach artichoke dip. Their chef came by, which was just, he looked like a guy. And he's like, I'll take this back. I'll give you a free app. You have one of two choices out of like the five things that were on the menu. We're like, oh, so those are the only things they have available. Okay. So we picked something.
We got the mac and cheese bites.
Yeah. And Juliet and I ordered the chicken and waffles, which was supposed to be red velvet waffles. And we...
They looked good.
They looked good, but they were just pink waffles.
That was the two of us independent of each other gave observation that it ceases to be finger food the moment you pour syrup on it.
Yeah, because they handed us little cups of syrup and we're like, wow, okay.
And there's this thing that this phenomenon that happens that once you hit a certain age, you want to share things that are horrible with people that you know. And so this was, Juliet took a bite and was like, oh God. Hey, Ike, you need to try this.
Hey, David,
you need to try this. It's like, why? She's like, because it's really bad. It's like, hey, you're not selling it. She's like, no, really. It's supposed to be red velvet. I think they just put pink food coloring in the waffle mix. And the chicken is cold, even though it's a hot sandwich. And it's like, okay. And so, you know, you share something that's awful and you take a bite of it. You're like, oh God, now it's in my mouth.
So I think out of all of us, David chose the right thing.
Yeah, I didn't share mine with anybody.
It was safe.
Yeah. It was just a burger.
So at this point, we tell everybody that we're never going back to therapy, that therapy has failed us, that they didn't have any options in therapy. And so it has a kind of a double meaning. Of course, given that I'm going to school to become a therapist, I find this exceptionally funny.
You know how not to do therapy.
Yeah, yeah. So that is our little rant about therapy.
That was the start of our night towards getting to the Women of Wrestling. Side tangent from everything else.
So we get out of there finally. I'm surprised that we were able to get out. Honestly, I thought we were going to be trapped in there. It was going to be a whole horror thing. But we make our way. Oh yeah, we make our way down Fremont, and they had set up a ring, and we were showing up just at the tail end of
the tag team championship match.
Yeah. And so we had to go through metal detectors and we wove our way through some of the people, the crowd of people, which half of them there, I don't think they even knew what the hell they were there for.
And yeah, I'm pretty sure they just kind of like walked by like, oh, something's happening. I'm going to stop here.
Yeah.
I have a drink. Let's do this.
As we were walking up, I had watched the previous night some of episodes of WoW on YouTube because I was like, oh, well, we're going to go see this. I want to be a little familiar. And so I had heard of the Mother Truckers. Lo and behold, there they were, the Mother Truckers.
Yeah, the first match we walked up on was the Mother Truckers and whatever pink,
you know, like
people
in pink or something or you know.
Yeah,
people in pink.
They were the heels. I think they were based out of, they were a Florida team.
Imagine what Cyndi Lauper would look like if she aged badly. Imagine what pink would look like when she is an 80-year-old woman. And imagine your neighbor's mom who thinks that she looks attractive and spanks. This was the trio of people that were the quote tag team against the Mother Truckers. It was amazing. The reason that you don't see hair extensions on white people was the embodiment of one of them.
That's Ike, everybody. So it was fun. They had some interesting matches, and it definitely felt like they were warming up over the course of the matches because like the first couple of matches were a little sedate, and then they just kept getting a little more extreme.
Yeah, it was like after they introduced the horror trio that came
Daisy
in.
Daisy Lane and her friends. I don't know what the other two were, but
Chainsaw and
one of them had an apron that was made out of human faces.
Yeah, that was Chainsaw.
And another person had like a chain jacket, and when she took it off, she had more chains on underneath. It was amazing. And Daisy Lane's opening move was jumping on someone's back and biting her neck.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. The other person was Angelica Dante. So yeah, that was really fun match watching that go down. Because of course, you know, it was supposed to be a one-on-one and then everybody got pulled in. And so they're throwing people around and that was fun to see.
And it turned kind of like into a massive rumble where it was like 9 people in the ring at some point.
Yeah.
It was from there that it felt like it started to like get more intense. Because I want to say it was the next match where it was like, oh, it felt like people were making more contact.
They were definitely, and we got to see the heavyweight champion, which was the Hispanic wrestler, the luchador. I don't know what the female version of a luchador is.
Luchadora?
And she was a badass. I couldn't understand. Of course, I
couldn't understand anything she said.
Yeah, because she did have a translator because she signed a contract for a match with Ghoulmaster or the Classmaster. So
you think Bassmaster, but less impressive.
So it was interesting. I did a little research after we had gone to this. So we're recording this after the fact. But David McLean, who was kind of the ring MC, evidently he was the creator or one of the major creative forces behind GLOW. Mm-hmm. And then he did a couple of other women wrestling groups. And then this Women of Wrestling, and their Instagram is like Women of Wrestling Superheroes. And they do look good. Their costumes looked great. Their makeup was on point.
Most of them embodied like the character like they were trying to portray.
Yeah.
Like even so, some of them were stupid and goofy. It was still like they leaned into it and like we understand what we're doing and we're gonna lean into that and make sure everybody's entertained.
Well, and wasn't one of the matches the coach?
Yeah, there was a coach. Yeah.
So that was really entertaining to see some of the shit talking. They definitely kept the kayfabe and they did some good talking as opposed to like the scripted stuff you see in a lot of like WWE or AEW. It was fun. And the fact that it was a free show down on Fremont Street really kind of set it apart. I guess they're hoping to do more like that.
Yeah, and I think they mentioned they were looking to do a tour around the country as well and hit up a few other places. And to go back to something you also mentioned, while we were there, there was also a couple other, like they were just in the crowd watching, but other members from the original GLOW Girls.
Yeah, the original, the gal that played the Russian.
Yeah.
So there was a Netflix show that kind of recapped, I think it was called GLOW.
Yeah.
And it talked about the history of how that started and had actresses playing those characters. But the original Russian, and there was another individual in the stands that was one of the original wrestlers. And that was super exciting to kind of see them there supporting there on Fremont Walnut Street.
And didn't you say one of the other like crew members was also one of the original wrestlers on GLOW?
So when I did some research on YouTube, there was a history of WOW. And one of the original wrestlers is part of the production team now. Mm-hmm. And she was there helping direct things, and that was neat to see.
Yeah, so it's like their career didn't end. They're still part of the whole network and trying to keep what their passion going.
Yeah, well, and we weren't there to do any autograph signings, or they didn't have any of that really, and we didn't have the opportunity to go to the press event on Friday.
Yeah, it was Friday. They offered up for us to come down and talk to some of the superheroes. Like they actually mentioned superheroes, which was interesting to hear that. I was like, okay. You know, cause usually when I hear that, I think of, you know, Comic-Con.
Yeah.
San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah, yeah. San Diego Comic-Con, you see lots of heroes. Yeah, I really, because we're always trying to cover not only video games, but pop culture stuff, this was a great opportunity for us to get out and do something local.
Yeah, local, and as I think I write about it all the time, like immersive experiences. Because like, even though you wouldn't think that is a wrestling thing, when you're brought out there, you're part of a play. So even if you're in the crowd, you're watching it, and depending on if you want to believe it's real or fake or whatever, you know, depending on who's doing the wrestling, you're part of this immersive experience. You want to get in there and cheer for it. Because yeah, you see some of this stupid shit that goes on, like when Daisy Lane jumps over and bites somebody. Yeah, she's not ripping somebody's neck out, but you're cheering on for that. Yep. So it's one of those. It's an immersive experience, which is kind of the lean towards it all.
And to go back, the luchadora was Tormenta.
Tormenta, yes.
Yeah. And she looked great. She had the mask. She definitely seemed to carry it well. Mm-hmm. Evidently, she's been doing it since she was 15 years old.
Jesus.
Yeah. Born in Guadalajara. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So I'm really excited. Maybe we can do some other wrestling. There is some more local wrestling stuff. And then we found out that there was midget wrestling being offered at...
Little people wrestling?
No. Midget wrestling is an American pastime. The problem with that was, what was it? There was like a $25 cover to get in the building.
Or...
And drinks were $20.
Or if you talk to the guy out front, he would get you in for free.
And you know, and he had to make sure to tell us that, oh, I don't get any kickbacks or get paid for doing this. And it's like...
I could feel him rubbing his fingers together saying, hey, why don't you tip me? But yeah, I do hope that we can get out. And I only called it midget wrestling because that's what's on the advertisement.
Well, it's on the advertisement. And I think they're, from what I've understood, it's something they're trying to embrace as well.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to make sure we're saying, you know, minding our P's and Q's as best we can.
I'm not here to offend anyone. I mean,
it's specific. That's the, as opposed to being a descriptor, like midget wrestling is like the name brand, like of it. It's not a descriptor of little people doing wrestling. It's little people that are doing midget wrestling type of thing.
Well, yeah, it's part of their branding and their advertisement.
Yeah.
What's the name of the place that's being done at? Nerd?
The Nerd Bar, yeah.
Yeah, because I guess they have a ring built in.
They have the ring built in there. They have a mechanical penis that you can ride in there.
Oh.
A bowling alley. There used to be a movie theater and a bunch of arcades and all that stuff.
Does Midget Kiss perform there, or is that elsewhere in Vegas?
I think...
Midget Kiss is a worldwide phenomenon. They are, apparently, they are like dead on amazing.
Yeah, I think it's a Little Kiss is what they call themselves. But there's somewhere, I don't know, I know they perform somewhere in town. They used to do it at the Rio because there was the Kiss mini golf that was there.
Yeah, and then I knew they used to do it also across from what was the Hard Rock?
The Virgin now?
Yeah, by the Hofbräuhaus. Like it's candy, catty corner to the Hofbräuhaus type of thing, but I don't know anymore.
Yeah, I haven't seen them promote any new shows, but that would be amazing if they did perform at the Nerd at Midget Wrestling.
Well, and that's something that we could always try to track down is to see Little Kiss, maybe get some autographs and do a giveaway.
Yes, that's the epic quest that we have to do is we have to find Little Kiss.
Well, we could do interviews. We could interview Little Kiss. But I think that would be entertaining. Yeah. So, and of course, next year we have WWE is doing
WrestleMania here in town, yeah.
Allegiant Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Evidently, the tickets are thousands of dollars.
Yep. Yeah,
so.
I believe they go on sale October 25th.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be insane. Anytime you see a sporting event that's offering a layaway program, you know you're in danger at the cost of the tickets.
But people will pay it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, especially because there's such a vibe right now. WWE, when with the last WrestleMania and the Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes feud, and then bringing The Rock back and all of that. It's really built it back up, and there's a lot of excitement right now. And then, of course, there's allegedly feuding with AEW, because there's shit talking that always goes on back and forth. But
well, until they bring in the JCW, the Juggalo wrestling guys, if you don't know what that is.
Well, and WWE did some kind of merger, or they're now affiliated with UFC, mm-hmm. because the NXT guys do stuff here in town. So we might be able to get into an NXT event and kind of do some wrestling coverage there too, which could be entertaining. So this was a great departure from some of our typical stuff. Getting out, seeing the Women of Wrestling. Next week, we're going to a GWAR concert.
Yeah, there's the GWAR concert, and then we're going to be hitting up a bunch of the haunts out here in Vegas as well.
Yeah, because the Freakling Brothers are back up and running, and so that'll be great to see, because they've got a 3-in-1. Mm. We love the haunt stuff, and we're actually going to get, I have dubbed him Carrot, but it's David's nephew,
Zayden. He's done a few writings on the site as well.
And we get Ike grabbing Zayden, who's like 6'4", and help push him through the haunt.
No, I'm not looking forward to it, because the last time we went to it, there was a section where we got all sprayed with water, or rather I got sprayed with water. And then we had to move through an area where they had chains dangling from the ceiling that were electrified, that had like a resistor on it. So they would only go off when the first person hit them. So everyone lines up behind Ike and gets pushed through, and I got shocked so many times.
See, and here's the thing about Ike. Anywhere we go that there's water being sprayed, Ike is going to be the person that gets sprayed. Even like our last trip to Universal for Halloween Horror Nights, we got in before Horror Nights started, and every ride or thing that we went through that had water spraying, it hit Ike. Even the one time that I could have possibly gotten hit with water, I was spared. It hit Ike. So he's our water magnet.
Yeah. This is all talk for another podcast. Yeah.
So we should wrap this up. This was Aggro Gamer with the AggroCast talking about Women of Wrestling 2024, the Fremont free show. Hopefully they'll be able to bring them back, and we'll get to see another Women of Wrestling superhero show.
Right.
And that's it. Catch you next time.
Thank you for listening to the AggroCast Resurrected, the official podcast of Aggro Gamer. For more gaming news and reviews, please check us out at agrogamer.com. If you enjoyed today's content, follow and subscribe to get notifications of our next episodes.
Are you ever going to forgive us about the chocolate thing?
Probably. Who knows? Is there another thing that you're going to build up for a 5-hour ride and then deliver afterwards?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to build everything up at this point.